At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
The star of the stage and screen, the one, the only, Tony Danza is here. Plus, the chef from Queens, who's one of the kings of Italian cooking, Mario Carbone. And actress Journey Smollett gives us a peek at her new movie.
From Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, so get up, it's Today with Hoda
and Jenna. It all starts right now.
Hey guys, good to see you. It is Thursday, April 18th. How are you? How's everybody?
Hoda has been racing around the city.
Yeah. Well, for all the moms who forget things, I'm among them. So
Hilly, we are among them.
Hilly yesterday said, are you coming to my spring concert? I was like, when is it? She goes, it's tomorrow. Well, tomorrow's today. And so it starts at 8:45. And anyone who's tried to get around Midtown,
around the Upper West Side, it's raining.
And it's raining. So I decided that I was going to make it. And I said, Mama's going to come in hot. You look at that door. I'm going to be there, okay? 8:45. I'm going to be there. Okay, Mama. Okay. So I come racing in. Like, Eddie's driving like a maniac through the streets. And we are playing, by the way, Beyonce's Blackbird. You know why?
Oh, yeah. Oh, because you want to calm.
Flow.
I thought you were going to say Yaya. No, you just
No, I said, Eddie, we got to be in flow.
Repeat.
Blackbird singing in the dead. And I kept going, we're flowing. He was like, in and out of traffic. We roll up to the school. Peace out, run inside, make eye contact with my daughter.
She saw you.
Like, have my other one in my arms. I'm watching 15 minutes of bang, bang. You know, you know how kids do.
We sure
do. December concert.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful that I was melting that I was there and that she saw me and I was sitting holding my other daughter. Then at 9 straight up, 8:45 to 9, it's over. We had a pre-tape.
Oh, yeah, we did.
At 9:25.
You were here.
I said to Eddie, let's flow. So guess what we did?
Listen to Blackbird.
No, on the way back, we did Yaya. Okay. We needed more speed.
Yeah.
So we flew back and we rolled in hot. There was our guest who we were interviewing, Orlando Bloom.
By the way,
it was great.
Your hair is miraculously perfect. It is raining in New York City.
It's raining.
And somehow, because you're in flow,
I'm in flow.
You could fly there.
Do you remember last summer when I was in flow? Like, I kept making subways and trains. Everything was happening. It's happening again.
Well, I'm glad.
I'm starting to get in flow again.
I am glad.
I don't know why, but it's like,
when you make
the lights.
Yes.
Have you ever just made the lights?
Yes.
And you're like,
what? I feel a little flow-like too, because somebody
What's
said
happening?
Mercury's in retrograde.
No,
and I'm like, not to me.
Not to me.
Not to me. I feel good.
You are good.
No, you are good. Okay, but have you ever lost things in an Uber? Because you know the days when you're stressed.
Yes, you're racing.
You're leave it. Frantic.
That's when you leave things.
Oh, yeah.
Drop things.
Where are my keys?
Things.
Yeah.
Where's our phone?
Unfortunately, every single day we ask where our phone is, but we'll leave that. So Uber just released their Lost and Found Index for the year. The three most commonly forgotten items. Clothing.
Of course, like a sweater, a jacket. You left it in the car.
Luggage.
Yeah. You get out and you forget to ask them to pop the trunk and you're gone.
And headphones.
Oh, yeah. Definitely
those are
headphones.
Small.
Headphones.
But not phones?
I'm surprised about phones.
Phones don't slip out of your pocket and then before you know it.
Have you lost things? I'm just turning down my earpiece. I can hear
somebody
talking.
Do I sound like I'm yelling?
No, I don't know. Just turn it down. So what have you lost? And I'm sure you've
lost. Wait, but also, do you know the weird things that they've lost?
What?
A turtle. A pet turtle.
Yeah.
A toupee and a paternity test. That sounds like a Maury Povich show. But anyway.
You know what happens? Have you lost? I'm sure you have. Well, how do you ever get them back or do you just assume they're gone forever?
I don't know if you know the story. You may.
I don't think I repeat things. I don't think I do.
Once, when I was working here and I was racing to a shoot to fly somewhere.
You didn't tell me this.
I had a bag of jewelry. Mm-mm. And weirdly, I had like my engagement. I had everything in it. My engagement ring. Like there was a period, I think I got a little, maybe I was pregnant. It didn't fit. I had everything in my bag.
I got one of those bags. Like
I don't have that much nice jewelry, but everything I had, oh, I'm only wearing one earring, was in there. Yeah. Okay. I get to the shoot. I was stressed. I get to the shoot. I'm looking around. I'm like, oh, no,
I had a whole bag of jewelry. Shoot.
I had a whole bag of jewelry. So I called Jack here, who's an angel.
Who's our insecurity.
Security. And I said, Jack, I just took off at JFK. I know it's gone.
Gone.
But can you just see what the airport says?
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell Henry because what if I lost our engagement ring?
No.
It's priceless.
No.
So I didn't even, I harbored a secret from Henry, too, which was hard.
And then what happened?
And then some lovely man who I've never met returned it to security.
Wait, what?
Yes. So if you saw a pink 80s silk little bag with some jewelry in it
the
two or three years ago.
The person drove back and brought it back to where he picked you up?
No. I think he found it at departures.
Oh, found it at departures.
And but still.
Oh, that's a lot.
Walked it to security. He could have been late for his flight.
Now, I'm going to tell you, this happened to me, and this was, I'll never forget it, because there was an angel involved, and this is so crazy. I was racing to my mom's work at the Library of Congress to give some speech, okay? So I'm racing. I get, you know, I have my luggage, my bag. I'm like, I've got to go. I got to make this speech.
Yes.
And I hop in the car, and the cab only takes cash. I'm like, oh, God, cash. All right. I look for my wallet. And it's nowhere.
Ugh.
And I'm like, my wallet. Oh, my God. I left it on the plane. I must have left it on the plane. And so I can't get anywhere. I don't have any money.
Oh,
I have nothing at all. So I go sprinting back. Okay. Sprinting back to the Delta
with
thing,
your bag in
with
tow?
My bag. No. I left my bag. I just left it because I had to run.
Yeah.
So I ran and I said, please, I think my wallet is on the plane. And they go, the plane is already gone. It's already gone. I said, but I know my wallet's there somewhere. And they said, well, we'll radio somebody. They radioed somebody. There was no wallet on the plane. So now what am I going to do? I'm standing at the airport. They're waiting for me at my mom's work. Some guy in Delta baggage claim gave me $20 to get in a cab to go to the Library of Congress. I was almost crying.
Yeah.
I get to the Library of Congress. And I'm giving this speech or whatever it was. And I said, I cannot believe this has happened. I can't believe this has happened. And I thought, oh, my God. All of a sudden, I get an email from someone named Angel. It says Angel. That's his name. And he sent it, said, I found your wallet. Angel was a guy at Delta. Angel at Delta.com or whatever.
Yeah.
He said, you left it in the waiting area after you had boarded or something. I can't remember.
Yes,
whatever it was in New York at the departure area. For some reason, it just stayed there. This guy, I found that guy, Angel.
Yes.
I like was so appreciative.
Yes.
I was dying. I found the baggage guy who gave me the 20. Like, you know, all these people helped me just to get to that speech, and I'll never forget it. And it reminded me that sometimes, like, I lose lots of things.
Yes.
Glasses, phones, keys, all the time.
Right.
It's nothing new.
No.
Like if someone said, you don't have your wallet, I'd be like, of course I don't.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to come back.
Yeah.
And I think someone once told me that when you hold something, like if you hold a handful of sand and you hold it, no, but this is important.
Okay.
If you hold it tight, it all seeps out because you're hanging on to it.
Yeah.
But if you hold it loosely, you'll hold it forever. It'll just lay there. It'll just hang there.
Yeah. Okay. So, but... Wait, so but what does that have to do with the wallet? So you tried to hold your wallet kind of loosely? You didn't hold on to your wallet so tight that it would not come back?
Figuratively, I hold on to nothing tightly.
Because you don't care
about
material things.
I don't. Even though it does get you in trouble and you could lose your identity.
Don't lose your identity.
Because, all those things
but
could
although
happen.
I will say there's probably not that many Hoda copies.
You're right.
You're fine.
Probably not.
If somebody was like, hey, I've stolen an identity, I'm a Hoda copy. People are going to be like, well, I kind of know who Hoda is, and you're not.
You make me laugh.
Oh, my God. Hoda.
All right, coming up
sand,
next.
Don't hold sand tight.
Hold it loose. Hold it loosely. See, you're holding on. Up next, if you did all the planning for your girls' trip, can you claim the better room?
That sounds like a question for Girl Code right after this.
Flowing again. We're back in flow.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
It is time to help some of our viewers out in a segment we like to call Girl Code.
Okay, you go first.
It's hilarious. Okay, first one. My boyfriend is still texting with his ex. It doesn't bother me. Girl.
Doesn't bother
me. It doesn't bother me, but my girlfriends think I'm crazy because she's breaking girl code. Who is right? Well, I'm glad it doesn't bother her. And have we not learned from the new edition of Jolene on Cowboy Carter that you need some boundaries here? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I personally think that if your significant other is texting with his ex a lot, like if it's a text here or there, maybe, but
we also may need some more information. Do they share a child? Do they share a reason to be in communication? Or are they just texting for the heck of it?
It sounds like they're young. It sounds a little younger than that, doesn't it? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I do think it's a little weird personally. And unless he's saying, oh, look, guess what she said? She wants to know if we want to go X, Y, or Z. Like if you're included, because if your significant other is either texting quietly or having phone calls that you're, you know, that are private for him when it involves another woman, I think that that's kind of red flaggy.
Yeah,
don't
me
you?
Too.
Yeah.
I mean, Henry doesn't talk to any other women I'm aware of. But if he did, I would be. And you know, I told you I kind of like it when other girls flirt with him at a party
or something. But flirting is different than.
No, he wouldn't. And I want to say good on you for being secure.
Yeah.
Whoever wrote that.
Yeah.
Because that is the way to be in a relationship.
I agree. All right. Here's the next one. I'm going on a girls trip in a few weeks, which I mostly planned. I will be the last to arrive. So is there a polite way that I get to call the best room in advance?
As somebody that plans all the girls' trips of my group of friends, and I don't necessarily call, I didn't get the best room last time, I don't really care. But I think you could say, hey guys, dinner's at 8, because she planned it, or let's meet at 7 for cocktails. Yeah. I'll be arriving at 5, save me room 501, or whatever.
I think that's good.
I think you can say that,
fair.
Because what it does is it puts in... That emphasizes the point that she planned the trip.
Right, right. But she did. She said she mostly planned it. That's what she said. Mostly.
Oh, I didn't read that adverb.
She said mostly. So I think that if she did the lion's share of everything, and you know,
she's allowed.
She's
the nice
allowed.
Room.
I think so.
Also, who really cares? You don't.
But
spend
you remembered
that,
that you didn't get the best.
Yeah, but
last
I didn't
time.
Care.
Okay.
I mean, I cared a little.
I mean, sometimes you do. It's like, you know, when you
I'm
get
like,
the
oh,
crummiest
room. I'm like, oh, you guys
room?
Got a fireplace? Wow. Really lovely.
When you get the teeniest room in the group and you're like, you did all the work.
Yeah. Maybe I do care. Maybe there are.
I kind of care, too, a little bit.
There's something there.
Yeah, something there.
Okay. The last one. My son was dating my best friend, Kate's daughter. They just broke up, and now there's major drama.
Ooh.
Should Kate and I get involved so it doesn't ruin our friendship? No.
You should not.
You can't get it.
You cannot.
Do not get involved.
You're about to step in it.
It will ruin your friendship if you get involved.
It will not if you stay out of it.
Stay totally out of it.
If your heart is breaking because your daughter or your son has a broken heart, it's hard to be like, so do you want to go to a movie with your friend? I get how you want to discuss it.
Yes.
It's like the center of my world's heart is broken.
I know.
They had a whole thing. Like, I get it.
I think staying out of our kids' stuff is going to be the hardest thing we ever do. I'm already feeling it with my 11-year-old. You know, I knew, I can't even say it. Because see, I'm getting involved again.
Yeah.
But you know, you want to like hear everything.
I hear you.
And I think it goes like there's a weird thing that happens around middle school where it's like I was her biggest confidant. And all of a sudden, the things she used to tell me, she's not really. And that's like, I have to be
that's
okay
hard.
With that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I, you know, me, yeah. Inspector McGee, right, trying to right. get in there and investigate.
Okay, what if Charlie, Savannah's son, was dating Mila?
Poppy.
They
did have
Poppy.
A short
okay, let's
romance.
Pretend. And they're grown now, and then they have a huge fight, and every night Poppy's crying to you, and you're going to go have lunch with Savannah. No, it's going to come up.
Oh, it is.
It's
right.
going to come up.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be involved. But
I don't think you can blame. I think teen romances break.
Yeah.
It's not Charlie's fault that he
yeah.
and Poppy
yeah.
broke up. I think they had a short romance.
Well, it was.
Yeah. Yeah. It was okay. But there was nobody at fault. All right. You guys, if you have a girl code dilemma, tell us about it at HodaandJenna.com. All you have to do is hit the connect button.
Look who's here. We got Tony Danza.
Yes.
He's going to be back on stage for a special event honoring a dear friend. We're going to hear all about it after this.
Get a girl code problem.
Wait, I'm...
Coming up tomorrow.
Orlando Bloom takes us along on a wild new adventure.
Last comedy queen Michelle Collins brings the laughs.
And Bobby Thomas shows us the biggest breakthroughs in foundation.
That's all Friday on Hoda and Jenna. Tony Danza has been entertaining us for decades, and it all started with two of TV's most beloved sitcoms. We're talking, of course, about Taxi and Who's the Boss.
Yeah, and in the 30 years since, Tony has continued to take on countless shows, movies, and Broadway plays. And we are so delighted to have him here with us today. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Ladies, how are you?
Someone's going to be getting a birthday cake this week.
Yes.
How are we feeling about our birthday?
You know, I think as we get older, they become less and less, important. I'm not really, you know, that's
will,
another day.
Will the kids or grandkids come? Will you
no,
celebrate
I'll,
together?
I'm sure there'll be some kind of
celebration.
Yeah.
But do you find?
Let me just say it because people are wondering. Now, how old? 73.
How does 73 feel?
It's a tipping point, I think. You know what I mean? You know, like 50, you start waking up with injuries. You know, you wake up, you go to bed, you're fine. You wake up with a broken leg, you know. 60, you get very self-reflective. What have I done? What haven't I done? What should I do? Yeah. 70 is seminal. One wasn't bad. 72 wasn't bad. Three feels tipping. Like
75's
yeah,
coming.
You know, that's the age old people are.
But first of all, you have such a light to you.
Yes.
And one
spirit.
Of the things that I think is incredible about you, of course, you've had a tremendous acting career, but you've also gone back to learn how to teach.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, let me just go right into it then, please. We have a program here in New York, because I'm a big believer that as a society, we've totally abdicated any responsibility for nurturing our children.
Yes.
There's no more family hour or any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started an acting program, a teen acting program, the slogan of which is teen acting, because when you teach a kid how to act, you teach a kid how to act.
How That's great is that?
Great
but
slogan.
Also, what it says about you, too, mm-hmm. is that you're wanting to grow and evolve and do different things and also find passions that may have always been there.
And I also really, really worry. I'm sorry. I just cannot understand. These kids are getting so cheated. Think about your childhood.
Yeah.
How wonderful it was.
Yeah.
And these and I don't think they're getting the same kind of thing. And so we give them we have a couple of levels of acting, free acting, voice, dance. We're introducing tap dancing this semester. We have a wellness component. Take them shopping and teach them how to cook. It's just a wonderful and ensemble building.
Mm.
One of the most important things is so much of today is about the self.
Mm-hmm. Why are you concerned with kids who aren't your own?
Because they are our own.
Mm.
They are all our kids, you know what I mean? Anyway, it's the Stars of Tomorrow project. A big shout out to my big benefactor, Mr. Danny DeVito and Mr. Jim Brooks. They are the two great guys. But it's a worthwhile project, and I just really mean it. I just think we're kidding ourselves if we think someday these kids are all going to go, you know what? Time to be well-adjusted.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Not going to happen. So, but that's it. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to talk to you about something else, if I might.
Yes.
I'm on a show that I'm enjoying doing so much.
Tell us.
I'm on a show called Raising Kanan on the Stars Network. And it's with the most wonderful actor, Patina Miller, London Brown, Joey Badass. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in New York, you don't get that name, but no.
Joey Badass.
But it's just a wonderfully made show, terrific writing, And I'm getting to play a character that I haven't had a chance a lot in my career to play, and it's about the most fun I've ever had.
That
you really,
really, cool.
really should people should take a look at
Definitely.
It.
Definitely, yeah. You have so many iconic shows. Can you even believe that we're still talking about Who's the Boss? By the way,
no.
Like we are still talking
no.
about
no.
it. We're talking about the possible reboot. We're talking no. about Alyssa Milano was
yes.
here.
We're you know, and actually some of us are praying for the possible yes. reboot.
I mean, you
yes.
know, do you notice what happened to me the other night? I played Utica.
Yeah.
I was in Utica doing my show. And which, by the way, I'm at Studio 54, the end of the end
fun.
Of May.
Oh,
by the way, I'm fifth, below 54. But anyway, this woman flew in from Milan. She said she grew up. I think she thought the show was in New York City.
Yeah.
And somehow she ended up in Utica. But anyway, she came and she grew up in France. And in France, it's called Madame est servie. You know, the lady is
yeah.
served. And it was on every night. And
oh
she was
gosh.
12 or 13, and she said, I watched it every night along with all these other kids.
Oh.
So I had this woman from France saying, telling me this.
How crazy
kind of
is that?
Crazy?
So
no.
is there a
Wonderful.
I mean,
Wonderful.
We maybe shouldn't be asking, but is there a chance? Could there be a chance for a reboot?
Make us all happy?
You know, I
just a chance.
Okay, yes.
There's always a chance.
There's always a chance. Yeah.
You've got an event this evening.
Yeah, tonight, big
playing.
Night, big night. You know,
yeah.
The great actor and a good friend of mine is the late great Peter Boyle.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody hasn't seen Joe, go see Joe. You would forget about the other stuff, but he's wonderful. And he passed away from myeloma, which is a blood cancer. People think it's skin cancer. It's a blood cancer, and they have a foundation, and it's the and this foundation has done so much good in raising money to come up with these incredible things that they've come up with that would have helped a lot when Hattie been around. So it's something that Ray Romano is the host. Anna Romano will be there.
It's called the International Myeloma Foundation Gala, and they raise a lot of money
yes,
that's
they do.
Needed.
Yes.
So wow!
Yeah. And I'm gonna sing a couple of songs, and Robert Klein is performing, and
oh, fun.
And of course Ray Romano will be a riot. So,
of course,
yeah, because,
Tony. We love having
yes,
you.
Listen, I'm so happy
coming.
To see you.
Awesome.
Thanks for having
thank
me.
For
Say hi
coming.
To your parents for me, please. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, sweetie.
Coming
Bye-bye.
Up next, one of the hottest chefs in the country, Mario Carbone.
He's got a classic Italian dish you can make for dinner.
You want to eat?
Come and
eat.
Mario.
Mangia
la miseria.
Thank you, Tony.
So awesome. And we're back with Chef Mario Carbone, who is cooking up a tasty Italian dish for us. Mario is the co-owner of Major Food Group, the famed restaurant, of course, Carbone.
Carbone, which is the hottest. He's also mm-hmm. behind the third annual Carbone
this.
Beach. It's a supper club event on the sands of Miami Beach. And if y'all want to follow along with today's recipe, y'all just scan that QR code. Mario.
How you doing?
I mean,
yeah.
Miami Beach.
Miami Beach.
This is during F1. This yeah. is going to be the place to be.
It's the biggest weekend of the year. Yeah.
Wow.
We put on.
Are we eating?
Oh!
Wait, I smelled it.
Tony Danza.
So nice to meet you. Pleasure.
Welcome.
Thank what do you,
you
think?
So much.
We figure you might be hungry.
Yeah.
You
I needed an expert, a pork
Always
chop
tutti,
expert.
Tutti for me.
Tutti. Okay, what
oh,
you cooking?
Beautiful. Wow.
Fantastic. So we're doing pork chop and vinegar peppers. Pork chop.
Yeah.
Don't buy center cut.
Don't buy center cut,
no,
Tony.
You want,
what cut
you
do you
buy? Want a shoulder cut.
Shoulder
cut.
Do you agree
a little
with
darker,
that?
A little
yes.
more fat.
Okay.
We made a brine.
Look at this.
Water.
What is in that brine?
So sugar, salt, water, and aromatics.
Okay.
Whatever you'd like. Garlic,
okay.
peppercorns, lemon.
So you just zip that baby up, put
zip
in the
that
fridge.
Baby up, 4 hours, put it in
four
the
hours.
Fridge.
Okay.
Then we make a little dry rub. Brown
Tony,
sugar.
Get in and cook.
Yeah,
no.
Brown
know,
sugar, toasted fennel seed, chili flake, oregano, garlic powder, onion powder. Put all that together.
Tony, do you cook, by the way?
Yes, I
Come
cook.
On, does Tony,
you
Tony cook?
Sauce.
No, my father did all the cooking when I was a kid.
Oh,
my mother
that.
Cooked twice a year.
Yeah?
She made the lasagna on Christmas and Thanksgiving. That was it.
That was it.
My father
That's
cooked
a critical
it.
Dish.
Yeah. Really, it gets an article.
So that you put that rub on
little
there?
A little dry rub on these guys.
Ah.
Tony, we heard you were cooking red sauce for your birthday. Is that true?
You know, the cooking
Ooh,
class.
Oh, feel
week,
that.
The
feel
cooking
that.
Class this week is
it's red
pizza.
Sauce.
We're going to make a sauce because we're going to make a quick sauce, but we're making a pizza sauce.
Oh, a pizza
so,
sauce.
Mark, when you're cooking this, how long do you cook these
okay,
pork chops?
I'm dancing.
I think
sort of our,
with 4 to 5 minutes
four
on each side.
4 to 5 minutes
yeah.
on each side. Okay.
You don't want to go too far.
Yeah.
Leave a little bit of the fat cap there. That's going to be your friend. It's going to
okay.
render during the grilling process. And then vinegar peppers. You can put this on anything.
Okay.
Chicken, fish. This is a great recipe.
So what's in there? Vinegar?
So right now it's just a little bit of olive oil.
Okay.
Soft cooked white onions.
Okay.
Then these are pickled onions.
I love pickled.
You can do either white or red onions.
And you can buy those in a can?
Yeah.
Good.
And then pre-roasted peppers that we julienne.
Okay.
Nice.
We're gonna mix all those things up. Then you got a little bit of chili. You can spice this up.
Yeah.
Spice this up however you like. We got a little chili blend here for us.
Yummy.
And then this is agrodolce. So agrodolce in Italian just means sweet and sour.
Okay.
This is 50-50 honey and vinegar.
Okay.
I feel it.
That's the vinegar.
Oh, that's the spice.
50-50 honey and vinegar.
Okay.
You mix that together. You're kind of making a warm salad out of this.
Ooh, wow.
Spice, the yummy. Vinegar, the honey.
Delicious. Yummy.
I'm salivating here. What is this?
This is for you.
And then you got your roasted pork chop. Delicious.
I think this is the one I'm going to eat.
This is the one you're going to eat.
You want that one?
I think that's the one. It's just,
that's the one.
Yeah. I feel that. I feel it. I know what you're saying.
Here.
So we're serving this at our extravaganza, Formula One.
You feel like all the stars are going to be there?
All the stars are going to be there.
Yes.
Our friends of American Express are putting it on again this year.
Is it delish?
Jenna.
The other white meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know this one, Tony. Pork chop and vinegar peppers.
Tony,
this is a staple of our community.
This is a staple, but it played. That really is.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, man.
My God, that is
so
amazing.
I love
it. You know, every time I think of you, I think of your name. Carbone is that name that Arthur Miller used in A View from the Bridge.
Sure,
You know, that's the Italian streetcar named Design.
Yeah,
like we're so excited.
Oh my gosh! Thank you so much, Mario. And
yeah,
check out Carbone Beach in Miami, May 2nd through May 5th. If y'all are lucky enough, and to save this recipe or any of your favorite today recipes,
come by. The food is great.
Yeah, right. go to today.com/food and create a free account.
Coming up next.
Actress and producer Journey Smollett on Motherhood, her new movie, and more, right after this.
This is so good.
This was delicious.
I'm going to have one more bite if you don't mind.
It really is good.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Journey Smollett has been in front of the camera since she was 10 months old. As a child actress, we've watched her on Full House and the movie Eve's Bayou. And years later, on Friday Night Lights.
My favorite show ever.
Lovecraft Country, a role, by the way, which earned her an Emmy nomination.
And now she is an executive producer and star in the new coming-of-age movie, We Grown Now, where she plays a dedicated mother striving to make a better life for her children. The reviews have been amazing.
Incredible.
It won the Changemaker Award at the Toronto International Film Festival, which is a huge award.
Wow.
Yeah, talk to us about this film and what it means to you.
Oh, it's such a jewel, you know? And I think, one, you know, the filmmaker, the entire team wanted to bring a level of humanity to Cabrini Green. I think the dominant narrative in the culture, it says one thing about this.
Yeah.
But it was a home for folks, you know? And so many moms and dads, like my character, were just creating a home and a sanctuary for their little babies. And I'm a mom, you know? So a mom of a 7-year-old black little boy, and I'm trying to protect his joy and his life. But also trying to rear that energy and guide that energy and protect him from the dangers in the world. And I just could relate to Dolores's struggle and her ability to dream and find her dreams again through her son, who's played by this amazing little actor, Blake, who I just fell in love with because he's just so honest and raw. And I think the moms out there, the dads out there who I know who have seen the film just... You know, they're in tears, they're laughing. It's just such a good coming of age film. And I loved films like, you know, Crooklyn and Stand By Me.
Yeah.
And so I want
Boyhood,
to see
it has that same coming of age.
Yeah.
You know, I can't help but think you were once, as we said in the injury, a child star, a child actor.
Child actor.
Yeah. But you were, acted, and now you're with these little actors mm-hmm. who you get to help guide in some way, like so many people guided you.
It was such a beautiful role reversal for me, honestly. Yeah. You know, I grew up around legends, and I learned by doing from Samuel Jackson and Eves Bayou,
crazy
Denzel Washington or Angela Bassett, these masters of the craft. And I found myself, you know, pouring into these little boys, Blake and Gian, and more so trying to just show them by my actions, not send them down and giving them lectures, but I think actions are more powerful than words.
What did Blake and Gian teach you?
You know, I felt like I reconnected with the wonder of cinema. You know, they got on set and they were just like, wait, the camera does what? And then the lighting, wait, why did you put the lighting? You know, and so I remember being that age, being 10 years old and going, we're making magic, you know? And I think that works with the film. The film has this magical realism element. And it really is about not being afraid to fly.
How'd you find these kids? They're so incredible.
Oh, we have an incredible casting director, incredible filmmaker, Minhal Baig, who they saw over 100 kids. And just kept looking until they found these gems.
You know what's amazing about you, when I heard you talk about wonder, you've done this job for a long time. But we sit with a lot of people who, you know, you can tell the enthusiasm's gone, but you're still lit up by this work.
I think because, again, I think because I worked with such masters, I fell in love with the craft. I fell in love with the high that you get as an artist, losing yourself in these characters. I'm shooting a TV show in Vancouver right now, and every single day I wake up at like 4 a.m. just so energized and grateful that I get to do what I do.
Wow.
You can feel that.
Where can people see this? Because we need to see it immediately.
It's in theaters in New York, Chicago, and L.A. tomorrow.
Let's go.
And then wide next week.
Wow. Gosh, we're so happy for you.
Journey, thank you. We want you to come back. We could talk to you for hours.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Coming up next, from hair care to skincare, beauty products created by top celebrity makeup artist and stylist. After this.
You're so good.
So, you know why? You're in love with what you do.
You can feel it.
Whether it's Naomi Campbell's runway ready face or Emma Stone's flawless red carpet hair, there's an all-star glam squad behind those celebrity looks.
Yeah, and lucky for us, all these beauty pros are putting their expertise into their own product lines. Here with some top picks is Julie Wilson, beauty editor at large at Cosmopolitan.
Come on, Julie. You brought it today.
Yes. Did you see the episode where Pat McGrath was on our show?
Yes.
Did you freak out?
She does not do press, so you guys are very lucky. She is a queen of the highest
order. We think she's a queen.
Mother
was also in the Taylor Swift video, which I loved. Did you see that?
Yes. She's done Taylor's makeup, Oprah's makeup.
So everybody can buy this?
Yes, everyone can buy this. Her most sought after products are usually her eyeshadow palettes. But these are the quads. So if you don't want to do the big one and invest in that, you can do these. She's known for her editorial runway. I mean, Pat is the queen.
She is the queen.
So getting one of these, playing with them, really bold colors.
The boxes are gorgeous.
I mean, the collectibles, you want to put them on your vanity.
Right?
Pat is it.
Yeah. And she's got great blush,
gorgeous,
too, by the way.
Okay.
All right.
Mario.
We love
Makeup by Mario. Everyone knows him. Kim Kardashian. But, I mean, they're besties. All the things. Selma Hayek, he does her makeup. He really put himself on the map with contouring.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to, like, display this item from his collection because it is his shape
set.
It's his signature item. Comes in six different shades and has, on the other end, the brush to blend.
See? Look at that.
So it's really great. So us mere mortals can get sculpted and contoured like our famous celebrities friends.
These are good.
Let's talk skincare.
Yes. Skincare now. Shawnee Darden, amazing. Love everything from her line. I wanted to show you guys this product because this is her cleansing serum. So not just cleansing wash, serum. So it's more elevated. Shawnee is amazing. Wow. She has touched Kelly Rowland and like Chrissy Teigen and Jessica Alba. Like amazing.
Amazing.
They all have amazing skin. So this is great because it's a great cleanser that's actually going to get your skin clean, but also protect your skin barrier.
So it doesn't strip, because I feel like a lot
strip.
Of these cleansers
hydrate. We have to take off so much makeup. Can that do that?
It can.
Yeah,
and also, like, keep your skin hydrated. Yeah. Shawnee is a queen at that.
We also should just say it smells amazing.
It does. Yeah. And we love a face mask. Yes. So what you got, girl.
Joanna Czech. Super famous.
She is famous.
A lot of her products, she's very famous. I mean, look at her friends. Tina Fey, Suki Waterhouse. I mean, the list goes on. This mask, her products are pretty expensive.
Yeah.
But this mask is pretty, I mean, it's $35 for a mask, but it is definitely like having her hands on your face.
It's luxurious. Amazing.
It's luxurious.
So what happens? You put that baby on.
And you look like Tina Fey.
Yes. So you're going to want to wash your face, tone it, and then put this mask on. I use it a lot when I'm like traveling, because on the plane, you get so dehydrated.
On the plane?
I do, and I don't care if anyone like looks at me.
You're
all right,
best.
Let's go hair. Let's go hair.
Okay, hair. Navasha, love her. Mm. Tracee Ellis Ross, Alicia Keys, Misty Copeland. She is the queen of textured hair. She does everyone's hair, but she can do textured hair really well, right, which is why her company is called Curl Queen. This is her deep therapy mask, which if your hair is ever feeling dull, dry, you wash it out. After you wash your hair, put this on, leave it on for 5 to 15 minutes. And your hair is like transformed.
Lovely.
Ooh, yes.
Like Tracee Ellis Ross.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
Bring us home.
Last but not least, this is rose hair. So it's Mara Rozek.
Oh.
But doesn't this look familiar to you?
It does. We have this.
Yeah. Well, the oil is amazing. All her products are great. This one is all about volumizing. So you put it on when your hair is damp.
Right.
And then you let it either air dry or blow dry it, and you get all of this amazing volume. I mean, have you seen her work with like Emma Stone and Kristen Wiig? I mean, not
she
a hair out
everything.
Of place. It's so cool and edgy. I just love it. Mara is a queen.
It smells good, too, because we have the oil, and I also put it on my body. I'm not sure if that's appropriate.
Are you allowed to put hair oils on your body?
I would have to look at the label, but I'm pretty sure she's like, it'll be okay.
The way Julie just looked at me, I don't think it's okay.
We'll look at the label and the ingredients later, and I'll let you know.
I put the oil on my body.
Okay.
So do you, don't you?
I do.
It smells
you know
good.
Well, your skin is really nice.
So it must be working.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Julie. You can pick up the latest issue of Cosmopolitan. It's on newsstands now.
You're the best. Come back.
Thank you.
I'm like, I'm
She's
not quite
going
sure.
To me.
We'll
She's
be back
like,
later. I don't.
We're not good.
Coming up tomorrow, we're going to catch up with Orlando Bloom.
I can't wait for that. Plus, one of our favorite funny friends, Michelle Collins, stops by.
And then Bobbi Thomas brings in her best in foundation.
Okay, y'all. It's Thursday, which means
Remember,
tomorrow
we're
is...
still flowing to Friday. We're flowing out.
Friday. Flow out.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.